The decision to lower outflows from Lake Ontario is being criticized by shoreline residents who are suffering from flooding. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, some are defending the move, saying safety of those on the St. Lawrence Seaway was on the line.
The International Joint Commission reduced discharges from Lake Ontario by only 4% last week, but that was enough to make a major difference, according to those on both sides of the Moses Saunders Dam. Property owners say the lake may have dropped by a foot since May, but it's still 25 inches higher than it was at this time last year. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the commission prioritized the shipping industry over homeowners, but Tony David with the Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board says it was actually about striking a balance.
It had to do with conditions in the river and getting feedback from the seaway and also being mindful of other impacts as a result of the higher velocities in the river.
Jean-Aubry Moret of the St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation says shipping conditions were becoming more dangerous every day that outflows were maintained at the record-sustained level.
Gradually, the speed of the flow, the current that the vessel experienced, increased over time.
The current outflows, while reduced, are at record levels for this time of year. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.